Well, I have a very special guest, somebody who is near and dear to my heart, and I know many others across not just the Connecticut community, but across the country. We have Jenny Hubbard here this morning. Hey, Jenny, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I mean, another award for Jenny Hubbard. Can we just talk about what recently happened and certainly, you know, reintroduce, obviously, your nonprofit.
Yep.
But the recent award that you got, congratulations.
Thank you. It's the American Business Awards. The sanctuary,
yeah,
the Catherine Violet Hubbard Animal Sanctuary,
mm-hmm.
Was honored as the gold winner for the nonprofit of the year.
That's a big deal.
Huge deal. 12,000 applicants apply,
right?
For an honor to be honored by the American Business Association. And so when we got word that we had won the gold, I mean, that's top
right.
of the class. It was exciting. We're a team of five people, and to have...
But it's a mighty team of five. I love your team.
It's a mighty team of five, and we were recognized because of our ability to promote compassion and our ability to make such an impact with such a small team.
Yeah. That's amazing. And how many people applied?
You said 12,000 applications.
12,000.
Yep.
Across the nation.
Across the nation.
Wow.
I know.
And a nonprofit from right here in Newtown was highlighted.
How about that?
I think that's really neat. And you also were recognized, though, Jenny, weren't you?
I did. I received
a
gold Stevie for thought leader in the nonprofit.
That's got to be really cool.
Yeah.
Like, what is that like? This is probably so out of your comfort zone. You're like, I don't want to talk about myself, but you have to. I'm sorry. You agreed
to
come on the air, so you have to talk about it.
Well, you know, I think that if anything, it to me is a testament to one, surrounding yourself with amazing people.
Yes.
And two, to being mission focused.
Mm.
We set out on this journey to create a place of compassion,
mm-hmm.
In honor of Catherine, where humans would know, or animals would know, humans are kind,
yeah.
and that in our care they'd be safe. And we have been so mission focused for 12 years now. We've been steadfast in mm-hmm. making sure that animals know safety and can live free from harm in homes and habitats. And let me tell you, I think that the world is seeing that the impact of compassion and empathy is powerful. A lot of the judges, we were able to read the comments that they had.
Yeah.
And their responses to our work was nothing short of humbling, one, and completely remarkable in the sense it created a pause for us to really look at what we're doing.
Mm.
Some of the quotes were, such a small team making a significant impact, that we're showing the world the power of empathy and compassion in a workplace. Let's not forget, it's the American Business Awards. And so
right.
for them to recognize an organization that focuses on empathy and compassion and animal care, I think speaks volumes.
Yeah.
To the work and the way that the world is trending.
Mm. I think you're a bright light in a lot of, I would say, in our world. I don't want to say we live in a dark world, but I do want to say that there's a lot of dark spots, and your organization brings a lot of light.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people see that. I mean, and I have to ask this, Jenny, because I didn't have the opportunity of meeting your daughter. What do you think she would think? I mean, 12 years later, and the amount of work you've done, and you know, not just the animals that have been impacted, and we are going to talk about that barn, by
yep.
the way. We're going to talk about that in a second. But what do you think she would think? I mean,
I think she would be ecstatic. I
right?
think that the sanctuary would be a place where it would be her go-to.
Right?
Which I'm so proud of.
Yeah.
I think that it would have been the place that she would have kept her eye on. She
mm-hmm.
probably would have volunteered. I mean, she'd be 19 now. She'd
right.
be just finishing up her first year of college.
Mm.
And I think that the sanctuary would have probably been her safe haven.
Yeah.
I think she is ecstatic about the work that we're doing in her honor. And I think that much of what we do is inspired by just the way that she was fiercely determined.
Yeah.
She was a redhead.
And oh,
she
I know.
Was every bit of,
I love that about
of
her.
Adamant about getting what she wanted and how she wanted it. And so it's her life and a lot of how she lived that's the driving. It's the values of which the foundation was built. And so it is our driving force day in and day out. We our three values are compassion, acceptance, and determination.
Oh, and I mean, let's talk about that determination, Jenny Hubbard, because we were just talking, because I can't help it. I just have to know all the skinny about what's going on with Jenny and the organization. The barn is almost done. Mm-hmm. I feel like we were just at the barn raising 5 seconds ago, right?
Because we just were.
Am I crazy?
We raised the trusses in December.
Right? It was cold.
It was cold.
But it was worth it. Totally worth it.
It was a winter's morning, and we are literally weeks away from being finished with the product. We've got a couple of small red tape things that we have to work through, mm-hmm. power being one of them.
That's important.
It's an important thing. But the team that has led Verde Construction, a team of guys that are just so kind and compassionate.
They are.
They have paid attention to every single detail. PH Architects helped design what is this beautifully magnificent space that I can already picture kids just walking into this. It's elegant and it's simple. And it's just filled with light. And to know that in a matter of months, because we'll start welcoming massive amounts of field trip in the fall for the fall school year.
I was wondering if you're going to start that. Sure. Yep.
For the next school year, we'll be having busloads of kids. And to see, I can picture them looking at our educator or the folks that come in to teach about animals with just this wonder and awe and curiosity. But walking away from the sanctuary, understanding that they can be stewards, that
right?
they can care for the animals in their midst, because we all have sanctuaries in our backyards or even on our little porches. If we don't have a backyard,
it's true.
We can create safe havens. And so the sanctuary hopefully inspires a world, generations to come, that taking care of the creatures around us is not all that difficult.
Right. I was going to ask that actually, Jenny, which is, so obviously people are already, I know my son is one of them, already showing interest of, hey, mm-hmm. when can I sign up to get our mm-hmm. class or our school to do field trips? What about the curriculum? Like, are you working that stuff out now or do you already have it ready?
We had a curriculum.
You did?
Pre-COVID.
Okay.
Yeah, we had an educator that actually went into Newtown Public Schools because we didn't have a facility.
Right.
And so we have tested all of our programs. We would do in-school field trips.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So
brilliant.
We have the curriculum written, and we're ready to go. We're actually looking for an educator that would work with the sanctuary on a part-time or full-time basis.
Oh, that's so neat.
We want a naturalist, someone with some outdoor experience. And so the hunt is on. The search is on. And, you know, I think that when we get closer to the fall and we start welcoming field trips, we'll, of course, collaborate with teachers and the curriculum. We want to make sure that what we're offering is helpful to the schools and can really supplement a lot of the classroom learning, because it really is all interdependent.
Jenny Hubbard here in studio, and we are talking everything having to do with Catherine Violet Hubbard, her daughter, and also the inspiration behind the animal sanctuary, the barn we were just talking about that's going to be opening up in just a matter of weeks. I can't believe it. Right now in the here and now, this week, there's an amazing opportunity, though, mm-hmm. Jenny, for people to support your nonprofit, not just being kind to animals, but even just compassion in today's world. I think we need that more than ever. What can people do ahead of Mother's Day? This is a cool opportunity.
So it's our Mother's Day campaign. Honor your mom and help the feathered moms in our midst. The sanctuary spends about $2,500 a year on feeding our native birds. And so the Mother's Day campaign is a gift of $35, a tribute to your mom or someone like a mom for you. They will receive a card in your honor. So we've covered Mother's Day cards and a gift. And so your tribute gift will receive a card noting your generosity and a 4-pack of artisan cards, bird cards from the sanctuary.
And I'm holding them in my hands right now. They are absolutely stunning. Like they're gorgeous. The artwork is beautiful, the watercolors, everything. And people have until when to order?
Friday.
Okay. So,
so
May 3rd.
So you just go on cvhfoundation.org. There's a pop-up. You'll see it. You can just click on it. You just enter your mother or your tribute's name. It's $35. We'll send the card and a gift on your behalf, but we've got to get them in by Friday so that you can make sure that your mom or someone like a mom receives their gifts on the 10th.
I love that. So again, cvhfoundation.org, and you have until May 3rd to get those orders in. What about the butterfly party? This is an annual event that is on Catherine's birthday.
Yep, it's our 9th annual. It's,
wow.
This year it's June the 7th. It celebrates what would be Catherine's 19th birthday.
Wow.
And she always wanted an All the Animals party. Always wanted an All the Animals party. And so this is our answer to her birthday wish. So it's 28 rescues that bring adoptable animals. Last year, we found homes for or placed 215 animals.
Oh, my gosh.
They're all on the green. It's like Noah's Ark landed in the middle of Newtown.
I love that
It's cats. It's dogs. It's rabbits, turtles this year, guinea pigs.
I love
horses.
It.
So there's 28 rescues. All the animals you could think of. And then for those that aren't in a space of bringing an adoptable animal into their home, we have animal ambassadors and their educators that so you can learn about the creatures that we just are in awe of. So there's birds of prey demonstrations. There's reptiles and big tortoises grazing the lawn. It's free to everybody. There is no. You don't have to register. You just show up on June the 7th. It's at Fairfield Hills in Newtown.
Mm.
Let me tell you, it's an extraordinary day. Last year, 12,000 people came.
12,000?
It's a true free family friendly festival. There's face painting, no charge. There's crafts. There's like old-fashioned games. There's a scavenger hunt through a little pollinator garden. It's really just a special afternoon to celebrate Catherine and the animals that she loved. There's still sponsorship opportunities. It's the sponsorships that keeps this event free to the public.
That's amazing.
People came last year from Washington, D.C., all the way up to Maine. We
oh
had
my gosh.
Two people fly in from St. Thomas because they'd
Are you
heard
kidding?
About the butterfly party and they wanted to see what it was all about.
And you wonder why you were picked out of 12,000 plus nonprofits nationally. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So, June the 7th, 12 to 4. It's in Newtown. We have parking. We have buses that sort of circle around. So don't worry about parking and walking.
Perfect.
We've got ways to get you up to the green.
And we'll definitely remind you, obviously, as we get closer to the day and all of that. And more of the details, of course, on the website, cvhfoundation.org. I meant to say before, Jenny, because I did actually get a message from a parent, not in Milford. This was not a Milford parent. If you want to inquiry about field trips, or even they were saying in the future, do you think you'll do camps at the...
We will.
Okay.
We will have camp. We actually have a camp that we... offer this in the summer.
Okay.
We collaborate with Newtown Community Center. It's called Backyard Explorers, Splash, Explore, and More. So
in
the morning, you're at the sanctuary. In the afternoon, you're in the pool. It's just kind of a fun day. It's a week. You
That's
can
awesome.
Learn about all of the programs at cvhfoundation.org.
Yeah, and definitely let your schools know. Like I said, I know we're going to be doing that as soon as it opens. I'll be certainly personally going to my kid's school because he's been asking me for months now, am I going to be at a field trip there? And I'm like, I don't know. We'll figure it out. But Jenny Hubbard, I want to thank you for figuring so much out and bringing this opportunity to our communities. I'm so glad you're being recognized nationally because you deserve it. And again, I want to remind folks, if you want to support in any way, including if you want to get involved with the annual Mother's Day event, that you have until May 3rd to do that. But you could find any information you need on cvhfoundation.org. And I want to thank you again, Jenny Hubbard. You're amazing.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And happy early Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Same.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. I hope you get 700 packs of these.
Oh.
Not to send to people, but just to show you how amazing you really are. I mean, you are incredible. You really are.
Thank
and
you.
And this foundation has done amazing, amazing things, and it will continue to do so. So
it's a community that's making it happen.
That's true. You do have a really great community.
We do.
You do. You really do. And we appreciate it. Jenny Hubbard, again, thank you. The website is cvhfoundation.org for any more information.